Well, as the dog days of summer wind down, a lot of kids are planning on going back to school. And that's great for those of us who love theater because we have so many great university theaters in the area. And joining me this evening is Michael Hatton from the Northern Kentucky University Department of Theater and Dance. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Michael is here to tell us a little bit about their upcoming season and some of the events that we can look forward to. First of all, let's talk about the regular season, and that starts off with a classic, The Bacchae.
Absolutely. It's such a wonderful way to start our season and to work on such a beautiful play. And one of the things that we love about this play is that when it was written in terms of the playwright's life, it was towards the end of his life, and it deals with some very strong political issues that are very prevalent actually in the United States right now, in this idea of religion and the state and the separation between the two. So we're very excited to, A, touch on those issues with our students and our patrons, but to really delve into a great classical piece. Just great dialogue and a wonderful story.
And this actually involves the god Dionysus. He's sort of been away from the city he's associated with, and things have changed. He comes back. Tell us a bit more about the story.
He comes back, and the primary reason is because his followers, his worshipers, are being denied their right to worship. And the state is basically saying that, no, we don't allow that anymore. So he comes back to teach the rulers of this city a lesson or two. And it's a fascinating way of kind of looking at how important religion was and this discussion that was actually happening with the Greek people in terms of worshiping of gods versus this idea of humanism and rational thought and reasoning and the not really need of the gods anymore.
And that runs September 25th through October 5th. It's followed shortly after October 23rd through November 2nd by a completely different play, a play based upon a movie.
The Wedding Singer, which is based on the film of the same name, which starred Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. Such a fantastic movie and musical about the 1980s. Who doesn't love rock and roll and all the neon colors and all the fun pop stars like Cyndi Lauper and Tina Turner and all these great folks who make an appearance in the musical, including President and Nancy Reagan, of course. So it's a great musical in terms of the style for our students to get to study that, but it's so fun and entertaining for our audiences. So we know the patrons will have a blast in seeing that show.
So break out your mullets and your your teased up asymmetrical ponytails, ladies, and it sounds like a great time. Now, there was some music in the movie.
Yes.
Now, is that the same music that's going to be in the show? Are there more songs?
Yes, the adaptation of the film does stay very close to the original, but it does add a tremendous amount of great new music and so catchy, and you'll want to actually stand up and dance along. It's just so much fun.
One of the things that NKU does that I think is really, really cool is they provide an opportunity for their incoming freshmen and transfer students to sort of show their stuff off before they get too far into the other shows and plays that they'll be working on. And that is the whole point of the first year show, which is November 14th and 15th.
One of the goals of our program is to allow our incoming freshmen and transfer students to have an opportunity to be on stage in their very first semester. We believe that they need to start putting into practice what they're learning in the classroom and in the studio. And what better way to do that than to allow them a fully produced main stage production free from competing against their upperclassmen. So it's a great opportunity for them to bond as a freshman class, but to definitely strut their stuff and to really show the talent and the energy and the passion that they have and to put the upperclassmen on notice that they're coming up. They're coming up the ranks.
Now, is it usually a book show with script and all like that, or is it more like a variety show?
Well, one of the wonderful things about this program and Chairman Ken Jones, when we started this program, it was to really take into account the unique qualities of each freshman class. So we have done everything from the play version of Spring Awakening to the Oresteia, back to the Greek classics. We've also played around with creating new pieces. We've created a new musical. We've created a new short play. We've adapted books and short stories. And most recently, last year, we were very excited to be able to do Alice in Wonderland. And this year, Dr. Daryl Harris, for those of you who know him in the Cincinnati theater community, he'll be directing the first year show, and he already has some amazing ideas. So it will not disappoint in any way.
And the first semester, of course, will close out with Failure, a Love Story, which runs November 20th through December 7th. Now, this was a play that I wasn't familiar with, but when I was reading about it, it sounds very intriguing.
You know, it first came to our attention coming through the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, and one of our new faculty members, Corey Danieli, who will be directing the piece, she brought it to our attention and said, hey, take a look at this because it's such a wonderfully written play. The playwright is incredible, and it touches upon some really wonderful styles of theater that we don't necessarily get to see a lot. So get ready to be watching out for the use of puppetry and music. This is a play with music and a really fun, wacky edge to this piece. But it's at its heart, it's a very touching piece about a family that deals with the ups and downs of life and love and how they deal with that and how they overcome. So for those of you who love a new piece of theater that's starting out on a fantastic trajectory, don't miss this play. It's going to be wonderful.
Now, you mentioned previously that one of the things that NKU tries to do is provide new and exciting material for the students to work with. And of course, over the past several years, we've had several new musicals coming out of NKU, including Burgertown and
Church Girls. Yes, such a fun show.
And this summer, we saw the debut of Route 66 at Commonwealth. Now, it's not over. It's finished its run at Commonwealth, but it actually is going to be appearing again, not at NKU, but by NKU at their sister theater.
We have a wonderful partnership with the Lincoln Amphitheater, which is located in southern Indiana in Lincoln City, Indiana, which is just about 5 minutes away from Santa Claus, Indiana. For some of your listeners who have perhaps heard of Holiday World and Splash and Safari Theme Park, so we're just right down the road, and we're so excited because in September, the 12th through the 14th, we'll be touring Route 66 to the Lincoln Amphitheater. It's one of the largest amphitheaters in the country, 1,500 seats, perfect weather to see this amazing musical. The cast and the creative team just really knocked themselves out. So if you love the time period, the 1960s, and you love this style of music, come see it on this amazing stage, this outdoor amphitheater, and it'll be the best weekend that you've spent, I promise.
And of course, you also give the students an opportunity to create their own material. One of the great things at NKU is the ability for them to write their own shows and showcase and even do some cabaret.
One of the great projects that we have both in the fall and spring semesters is our Studio 307 series. And this is the opportunity not only for our BFA playwriting students to present their senior projects, their full-length plays, but it's also a chance for our students to explore directing and for our younger designers to get a chance to begin that design process, to start small and to work their way up in our program. So not only does the studio allow for those types of productions, but it allows for scene work, it allows for play readings, choreographic pieces to be presented and to get feedback. So it's a great way for our students to really explore and to try new things and to see what works, what doesn't, and to really use the space to their benefit. So we're really, really proud of it and all the work that goes on there.
There's also, at the end of this semester, an opportunity for students to study abroad.
Yes, one of our favorite programs is our connection with the Study Abroad Office at NKU. And we're actually a member of a consortium of colleges and universities all over the United States that send students to many countries around the world. But probably one of our most popular with our students is our 2-week intensive program in London, England, where we're studying the process and production of British theater. And so we take a lovely group of students over, we stay in the heart of Mayfair, and we immerse them in British theater, everything from the Globe to the West End, and they really get a chance to see that theater exists and careers in theater and opportunities for them exist far beyond the United States. And it changes their lives forever, and it makes them truly appreciate what it is that they're doing at NKU.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Michael Hatton, the Assistant Chair of the Department of Theater and Drama at NKU. Thank you so much for joining us, Michael.
Thank you, Jim.
For more information on Northern Kentucky University's upcoming season, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Oh, won't you get hip to this timely tip when you make that California trip? I get your kicks on Route 66. I get your kicks on Route 66. Get your kicks on 66.